Hey, folks, welcome to The Scope. Here we are, New Year's Eve. It is 2014, and on the microphone is my sister, Erin. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Shane, put on a headset and get on the mic. We're recording live here in Scope Studios. How you doing?
You're sounding very, very announcer today.
2014, Shane, I'm doing it upright.
Let's count down the top five songs.
You got any questions for my sister while she's here?
Now's the time.
You are excited to be here, are you not?
I am.
So tell me, when you were younger, how many times did you see your brother Jared naked?
What? No, don't answer that.
Probably zero.
How many times did I make fun of you?
Less than normal, dude.
Yeah, he was pretty hard.
So let's talk about Christmas.
We're just hard into this New Year's special.
Jared,
it's already 2014.
Jared feels very little for Christmas.
Since Jeff?
Since you didn't really celebrate it that much growing up. Do you feel the same way?
I like Christmas.
Yeah?
I guess I don't get too into it.
But. Jared is very sour on Christmas.
Here's the thing. Okay, so you probably have a better like of it than I do because we started, as a family, started celebrating it much earlier in your childhood than comparatively speaking.
Yeah, I think I was four.
Because you're...
Jared had to rough it.
You're 9 years younger than me.
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Last time I checked.
Wow, this is compelling radio.
Last time you checked. We're just like, it's like you picked it up right in the middle of
the show. What were you talking about? Bring me up to speed.
Seriously, it was about 12 seconds. She put the headset on. I'm like, all right, here's an opportunity.
There we go. We're back. Oh, nice. We're not back.
I'm back.
And Jeff is on.
Jeff?
That would be your brother-in-law.
Jeff is my brother-in-law.
He's got a man crush on me, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, are you even on mic?
Can you hear me?
Don't speak into the end. You have the side address mic there.
Come on. What are you, some sort of rank amateur?
Hello? Yes.
Talk
Hi.
Into it.
Hey, there we go. I'm not used to talking in words.
Sorry, guys. My ear. Oh, my goodness.
Amateur hour here, 2014. All right, so fun fact. I discovered that Jeff... and I attended the same Lollapalooza in Des Moines, Iowa.
Hello?
What's up?
Hello?
We're getting a lot of box issues here. Okay, I think we're good.
That's
now.
That's what she said.
Just the box.
A lot of box issues. She did say that. So give us your fun fact, Jared. What did you learn tonight?
I told you that Des Moines, Iowa Lollapalooza. You remember what year that was, Jeff?
1996.
1996.
June 26th.
He knows the date.
Jeez.
Even. Why do you know the date?
1996. That's my thing. I know dates.
Is that true, Erin?
It is true.
Okay, what was the first date that you guys ever... The first day you ever met?
November 18th, 2005.
That's true.
All right. What was the day you graduated from high school?
No idea.
Oh, damn it.
You're not
you
so
can't
good,
unprove
not
these.
So smart, not so are you? Good. Not so smart.
I'm kidding. June 10th, 1995.
Okay, give me Christmas in the year 2012.
December 25th.
He got it.
Wow.
He's stuck. He's amazing.
How do you do that?
He's like Kreskin.
I am.
Except uglier.
Wow.
Yes.
What a champion. Wow, what a champion.
Anyway, back to Lollapalooza on June
26th. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Whoa.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time.
No, it's just something we discovered that tonight that Jeff and I were both at the same Lollapalooza in Des Moines, Iowa. Now, both of us having been, I believe, born in Minnesota, right, Jeff?
Born
and raised in Minnesota. For us both to have traveled to the same Lollapalooza out of state is quite...
In the same year.
Quite the unique phenomenon.
Well, I heard your story of pizza trays flying in the air, and that perked my ears. And
yeah,
like,
it was interesting. Okay,
I recall that.
That happened at an Edge Fest as well, Jared.
It did, yeah.
Shut up.
It also happened during Black Hole Sun, Soundgarden playing at Lollapalooza in 1996.
Well, that is good stuff.
I was there with an ex-girlfriend. Shane, you knew her.
Yeah, she was something else.
Stacey Keebler.
Yep. Boy, she was quite the thing, but now she's Clooney's girl. Maybe not.
No.
I don't know if he's moved on from her?
Yeah, they broke up.
Okay, well, I'm not up on Clooney's love life. Sorry.
Awkward.
Very awkward.
Wow.
Those are back in the days.
Yeah. So here we are, 2014, Jane.
2014, Jared.
Any wise words for the people out there?
I'm not sure if I have wise words because the year is new.
The year is new. Brand new.
And there's, you know, so much to look forward to. Erin, are you the type of gal that does New Year's resolutions?
No.
How about New Year's goals?
No.
How about... Nothing. It's just another day to you.
I tend to not follow through with much, so I try not to commit myself.
Gotcha. What about you, Jeffrey?
I've got four of them, Shane. Ah,
spell them. Yes. And do they involve memorizing dates?
No, that I got that nailed. One is
number
to
one.
Learn. One is to learn another language.
No, first of
in
all,
one I year you're going to do that.
Yeah. Oh hell yeah.
Okay. This guy's something else.
I am.
What language are you going to learn?
Spanish. I'm going to finish up my Spanish.
Spanish.
How so are you going to school on this?
No.
He has an app.
I've got an app. Duolingo.
Oh well, an
quite
app.
Good.
An app is really all you need.
Maybe they gamify it. It makes it entertaining, interesting.
I like to party in Espanol.
I like to party in Espanol.
Me gusta la fiesta.
Very perfect.
Si. Jeff, tell me,
muy bien.
Ask me, where is the bathroom in Espanol?
¿Dónde está el baño?
Good job. Si. I'll give that.
Oh.
Nope.
Jared, hit the button.
We're not going under the scope tonight, folks. Sorry.
Well, it's really getting loud in here, Jared.
I like it.
So number one is foreign language. Have you taken Spanish in school before?
I took it in high school, but
how
that
many
was
years?
Half my life ago. 2 years.
2 years. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought I'd finish it up, so...
So there we are.
Yeah.
Good for you. What's number two?
Number two. I don't remember the other three.
Wow.
Something about my body.
Memorization
shaping.
Skills.
Yeah, memorization skills.
Something about shaping your body.
Yes.
And do some sort
doing,
of temple.
Doing more workouts.
He wants to get beefier.
I want to look like you, Shane.
For you to, first of all, you don't want to look like me. I'm skinny fat. If you see me underneath these clothes, it's
I
a
store
mess.
All my fat in my arteries. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to have to eat a lot more calories, and you're going to have to work out a lot more, because you probably have a very high metabolism.
I do.
Are you seeing a professional nutritionist on this?
No.
You're just going to do this all your own?
Yeah.
Yeah, the crowd is not buying it.
I'm kidding. I don't want to get beefier.
No.
You want to get skinnier, actually.
Yes.
You don't want
to
get
lose some pounds.
Yeah. Have you seen Schindler's List? That's what he says. That's his goal.
Oh, my God.
Number two. What
too soon?
Number three.
I mean,
that
movie was an Oscar winner like 20 years ago. Come on.
Mm-hmm. I had four of them, I remember, yesterday, but...
You didn't write them down?
No, I didn't.
Well, that's probably a good start to the year.
Yeah.
Number two, buy pen and paper.
Number three, memorize stuff.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah. Let's keep it to two.
Okay, two.
All right.
Jared, you are not a resolution guy.
I'm not really. If I do make one, I always break it, so what's the fucking point?
I think my resolution this year is to get all of my computer backed up on the cloud.
Boy, that was really gay.
Well, come on, Brian. I mean, that was...
What kind of cloud?
Absolutely
the,
not
Google,
gay.
The do Google you, cloud, the what Amazon is your, cloud. What are you going to use? What's your?
What do you use, Jared?
I use CrashPlan.
That's what I'm going to use, okay. CrashPlan. Whatever you do, I'm going to follow.
Yeah, me too.
Local company.
I'm in the cloud right
code
now.
Code 42. Not a sponsor.
Yep.
What if they were?
Wait, what is it now?
CrashPlan.
CrashPlan. Write it down.
CrashPlan.
You learned about this on January 1st, 2014. Lock that in your brain.
$59.99 a year, unlimited data.
Why are they a sponsor?
No, they're not. I'm just saying. I like them. I haven't had to restore anything yet, but I have everything backed up.
Just in case.
Yeah.
How does this differ from the free versions?
Oh, the free versions.
It's unlimited. Unlimited space. And you can do one computer, but you can have many hard drives that are connected to that computer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sure. Unlike Carbonite, which I think limits you just to one, your main boot drive, which may not be a problem for many people, but for me it is.
Uh-oh, Aaron's having weird baby sneezes over there. He's like, I do.
They always
quiet.
Come in series of threes.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm.
So we've discussed resolutions.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the party tonight.
Party!
Mm. Jared, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
One being sober, 10 being lit up.
Yeah.
Where are you at right now?
Probably about a 6.
A 6, so you're feeling a little hazy.
I was higher, like a 7, 8 later, earlier in the evening, but I've come down.
Gotcha. Aaron, you're
but
sober.
I've been drinking champagne, so I'm kind of mellow.
And that's usually Champagne Shane's role, but...
Mm. Yeah, it is.
Aaron taking off her giant diamond earrings.
They're not real.
No, those are real.
Affirmative, Dr.
They
Smith.
Call that ice. Shit.
Aaron is sober cab tonight for her husband, Jeff, that's so right. You're probably at a 1, I would assume.
Yeah, probably a 0.5.
0.5. She's less than sober?
Less
yeah!
Jeff, what about you? You're drinking like a fool.
I'm at a 13, and
yes, I
want to lick your nipples.
He's got a classy Coors Light. The bottle tells you if it's cold.
Yes.
The bottle tells you if it's cold, Jared.
I'm probably at a 6 or 7. Or,
yeah.
Fun fact, I drank an awful lot of Coors Light in Florida on my recent vacation because we bought a bunch of it.
We'll talk about that on our shows, Jared.
Yeah.
Is that a sponsor?
I don't think we're going to get to the Coors Light part of it. But.
No. Well, so not a... Whoa.
Yeah, David Lee Robbins. David House.
He's at 11. He is at an 11.
Yeah, I'm not too crazy right now, Jared. I got to drive home, so.
Are you the driver?
I'm the driver.
Ah.
Anytime any opportunity I get to get my lady liquored up, yeah. I run with it.
So speaking of your lady, she made the mistake of leaving her phone unlocked in my hands.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Earlier what does that happen?
I didn't do anything terribly bad.
Deleted her Facebook account.
Unlimited dick pics.
No dick pics, but I did post a couple things. Little fun facts on Facebook.
And I've heard that her mom has been responding to those already.
Yeah. Well, you know. I go
that's
for
my that's my mother-in-law.
Look, if not, I go for engagement. All right? I want my post to be engaging and interesting. I'm a social media guru.
He really is.
Jared
knows a lot about Twitter.
I posted to Facebook and Instagram.
And Instagram.
Instagram.
I don't know if Carrie knows that you've been on the Instagram.
Well, she's going to find out. She's going to find out that I accidentally changed her keyboard to the Spanish language as well.
Oh. No me gusta.
Only emoji cons.
We've got a Spanish-speaking child in our house, Jared. Yeah.
I can translate it for her.
I doubt you can.
Awesome. I cannot.
I doubt you can.
Awesome.
Hey, is there anyone else in the room we want to talk to?
I don't think so.
They're all
bored. Look at them; they're just sitting around. Like
you had a lot
like
of like earlier this year. You had a lot of questions for Katie. You have any questions for Katie today?
I don't.
Really? Nothing.
I have nothing for her.
What about Chad? He looks bored.
Oh my God, Chad's gonna fall asleep.
Get him on the mic. Let's find out.
What the fuck is that?
Things are happening over here.
I don't know what's going on.
Perfection.
I saw your selfie, Jared.
You like that? You posted. I didn't intend to have my eyes closed, but it just happened that way. So
it worked out. It looks like in the background, it looks like you're in like the streets of Tokyo or something.
Yeah,
it's very strange.
That is perfection.
Yeah. Well, it auto-corrected.
It's very good. I like it.
This is the best episode we've ever done.
I think this might be the worst episode we've ever done.
This may or may not get released.
We'll put it out there, Jared.
Why not?
We'll put it out
there. We said we were going to do a special.
It's special.
It is special.
Usually when we do the specials, though, we're totally wasted.
Yeah!
And this time we are not. So just play with sound effects.
Oh, God!
Yes, indeed.
I do love sound effects.
So I do have to say that we've got Rock Band lit up, and I think the old girl holds up pretty well, Jared.
She does. I think there's a waning interest, I think. But I think if you're able to get people down here to play it, we're back in the basement in our old stomping grounds with some brand new material. I think people, they enjoy it.
I think if you have the right crowd.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
And you have the song Carrie.
And we have the song Carrie for my
Carrie,
wife.
I teared up there, Shane.
Uh-oh. My wife is talking
she's
about me.
Get her on the mic.
No, she's pointing
get her
to
on
you.
The mic.
Carrie, get over here for a second.
My MarsCon experience.
Get over here.
I remember.
Get Katie on the mic.
Katie, get over here for a second.
Get on the podcast.
Jeff, get your headphones off.
All right.
Tag out.
Over here.
Tag out.
Oh, God, I hate my voice.
Don't worry
about
it.
We love it. We're talking to Jared's fiance's best friend.
What are you talking about?
Oh, what?
No,
what?
No.
Jared's announcing his engagement right now.
Really?
No.
Shane. Am I a bridesmaid?
You're going to be an usher.
An usher?
Don't listen to Shane.
No way, I'm at least a bridesmaid.
Nothing official
has
happened.
Nothing. At the ceremony.
You see that? Jared winked at me when he said nothing official. So we are talking to Katie.
Hi.
Who is a friend of Angela. Who happens to be Jared's girlfriend.
Yes.
She and I have a special relationship.
We do? Yes, we do.
I ask a lot of questions, and she, like a trooper, answers them.
I do. I heard that you were going to grill me earlier today.
Who said that?
Grill you.
Your wife.
My wife doesn't know what she's talking
about.
You
got, like, your spices and your lemons out?
But speaking of that, what's up with your boyfriend over there? He's sitting there. He's on his phone.
He's an introvert.
He hates it here, doesn't he?
No, I guess he does hate it here. He is nodding very vigorously right
now.
Wow.
Okay.
It's devastating. Where'd you meet this fellow?
That's a really complicated question.
Well, give me the simple answer, honey.
At work.
At work.
At work. Uh-oh. Were you working together?
Yes.
Was he a superior?
Maybe.
Oh, Jared.
Hey-o.
What is your work policy on that?
None.
Woo! You make it up as you go along.
Yes, exactly.
And so you saw each other across the
across the way,
across the Herberger's parking lot.
Herberger's.
I pulled something out there. He works in fragrances.
Yeah.
He works in fragrances. I work in Junior's apparel.
Wow.
So again, it's not like anything else.
It was love at first sight. We've known each other for a really long time.
And you still work together?
No.
How long have you been dating?
2 years?
That'll be Kate's decision to see what she wants.
So how long does it take for him to plant a kiss on you? How many dates in?
One.
One date. Half a date?
No. Yeah, about half a date. It wasn't even a real date. It was just hanging out with people, you know?
Like grocery shopping?
Well, I'm reading Aaron's mind right now, and she's thinking, boy, this girl's easy. What's your response to that?
Absolutely.
Wow.
You know me so well.
So it's a long-term thing going on right now.
Yes, absolutely.
Is there wedding bells in the future?
No.
You would not marry this guy.
I would marry him if he was able to get married.
Oh,
what does that mean? Is he from this planet?
Previously occupied?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Wow. So we got to push that along. What can I do to help that out?
I don't know. Go kick his ass.
I don't think I could do that.
You can go kick a certain other woman's ass.
Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah. I've been known to hit a woman. I mean, that's one of my specialties. Right, Aaron?
Yes, you smacked me a couple times.
Oh, hey. Hey now.
But very interesting. So you've got quite the life going on, haven't you?
I do. I have other much more interesting things about me than my boyfriend, though.
Talking to that mic. Here, you're talking across it. Come on.
Sorry.
We're not rank amateurs here.
Jeez. Professional.
So you do have me on the show, so I don't really know the level.
Okay. Calm down for a second. So you are known to be a world traveler.
Yes.
I am. I've been told you like the Asian persuasion.
What's going on over there, Jeff?
Yes, been there, done that.
You've done an Asian persuasion. Whoa. So let's talk about the Asian countries. Now everyone's watching.
Your wife is pelting me with rubber bands.
You've been in Korea.
Yes.
You've been in Taiwan.
No, I've never been to Taiwan.
You've been in mainland China.
Yes, I have, which you could consider that I've also been to Taiwan because it is one country.
Exactly. That was a trick question, and you answered it correctly. Nippon or Japan, as they say, in the Americas.
Hi.
Hi, Jared.
Hi.
You've been there.
Yes.
And tell me...
Going
the most notable thing about Tokyo. When you go to Tokyo, what does everybody need to know? And I'll tell you if you're right or
if
not.
If you're looking for a gay club, they will bring you to a club that has a lot of Thai transvestites, not actual gay homosexual men.
Well, that is not what I was thinking. I was hoping you would talk about the abundance of KFCs there.
No, that I associate more with China than Japan. Chinese people are crazy about the KFC. Japan is more about the McDonald's.
Oh,
that would be
Burger King, correct?
No, the McDonald's. Oh. That would be the McDonald's.
Why are these Chinese people so fascinated with the old Colonel?
I'm not really sure. I think
they've never seen so many herbs and spices together in one recipe.
Fried chicken is a universal language.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Aaron is thinking the same thing.
You know, aside from your vegetarians, fried chicken transcends culture. Everybody likes to get down, eat some fried chicken, and drink a beer.
What about chicken fingers? Do they do the chicken fingers?
No.
Or does it have to be bone in?
No, it's all bone in.
That's what she said.
Ba-dum-ba.
Nice.
I wish she'd say it, but she's probably not. That's all I'm going to say.
She might be saying it to Jeff.
It's not going well for me tonight. So
we've learned. Watching us.
I don't know. It's very bizarre, isn't it? They have nothing better to do.
That's a party now.
All right. So you've been to China.
Yes, I lived there for 5 years.
Would you go back?
Yeah, absolutely. I would not go back to live there long term. I would go there for like a month or two at a time.
What is it about the Chinese that intrigues you so?
Back then, now there's nothing intriguing about it. I lived there for five years.
It's a secret dictatorship.
It is a secret dictatorship. They are more capitalist than we are, which I find...
They build phantom cities. I saw a thing on TV. They just build giants. They build giant cities with no one to live in.
Yes, that's pretty cool.
They're destroying the world economy.
They're destroying the world economy. Mm-hmm. You know, the language is
pretty
cool.
And they put squid in everything, which disgusts me.
They what?
Put squid in everything.
No, the best thing is like dried squid snacks when you're at the movie theater.
Oh,
you get like this soy sauce paste and some dried squid flakes.
Yeah, turn her mic off. I mean, you're just, that's disgusting.
You're done with me.
How do you feel about the air pollution?
Air pollution.
This is pretty bad.
It's really fun in the winter when you get a cold and you blow black snot out of your nose.
That's fun, huh?
Well, you know, fun meaning, you know, different.
Oh, God!
Let's get down to brass tacks. What's the difference between a Chinese man and an American man?
Wow.
Hard hitting. This is like 60 Minutes.
It is. It's journalism.
I'm the morally safer of Richfield basements.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
awkward.
We don't edit.
Erin's thinking dong size. I mean, that's really where she's at.
Well, dong is ran a Chinese
surname. No, first of all, I never said that.
So there's that. Yeah. You know, yeah, there's some length and girth question.
Who's more romantic? Who's got the...
Oh, American guys, for sure.
Really?
Chinese guys think that, like, you know, they can take you to KFC.
They have KFC there.
Back to the KFC thing, yeah.
How does a KFC in China compare to an American KFC?
You know, honestly, I have never eaten at a KFC in America.
Liar.
Hmm. No, I may be fat, but I've never eaten at a KFC in America. McDonald's, yes, but KFC, no. The first time I ate KFC was in China.
I think we've got a New Year's resolution.
That's
for
correct.
You.
That is
that
correct.
I need to go to KFC?
Absolutely.
Let's go right now.
They're closed.
This podcast.
They're closed.
Popeyes.
Closest one is like Shakopee.
We have to drive.
Hey, we live in a suburb that is near to Shakopee.
Oh,
so.
you're not going to spill those.
No, I Savage. Work in the internet.
Savage.
You work in the internet. Awesome.
Yes,
you're like you're freaking Neo going on over here. She just phases right in and out.
Yep.
I don't know why you did Chewbacca.
Wow,
but
a champion.
I mean, I am big and hairy, I guess.
Bitches.
Wow.
Bitches. Jared's just getting funky on the keyboards here.
Well, you know, you give a man a soundboard and
you do.
You can never tell. So, yeah, dong size, no, American men win for
so,
sure.
So, American men have bigger dongs, especially guys in Richfield basements. That's a key.
Yes.
We've got romance Americans.
Yes.
So what do Chinese men do that's even worth talking about?
Ping pong.
Ping pong.
Ping pong.
Table tennis.
Yes.
You said it.
They fry rice. I mean,
there is a reason.
So nice?
No,
there's a reason
thing-
that you sat there on the mic silent for the last 10 minutes is waiting for that.
She was
waiting for that.
I lamented a few weeks ago that the only thing that I missed about my ex-boyfriend was the chili oil that he used to make. And that's really the only thing I can put in favor of Chinese men is their
it's
chili oil.
Guess.
So there you have it, Jared. Chili oil is all that Chinese men do well.
You know, that was my suspicion.
Some are good gymnasts and divers, especially
divers.
Yeah,
but they're probably gay. But the communists don't really recognize gays, so...
Really,
know,
like they
so,
don't...
So, that's an interesting thing.
See when
thing.
They don't know what it is?
So, mm-hmm. Typically, if a state does not enjoy the gay people, typically it's because of religious reasons, but communism doesn't promote religion, so...
Confucianism.
Are they against gay?
Really? Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Well, you gotta have a baby, and then...
Okay.
You know, baby, continuing the family line. That's really what Asia is all about, is continuing the
a
family
man.
Line. Yeah.
A boy.
A boy.
Yeah, girls, I mean, whatever. Who cares if you're a lesbian?
Throw
they
them
might,
in the river.
You're just lucky they didn't abort
Foot
you in the first
them.
Place.
Wow.
Well, it sounds like a great place to live. There's no doubt about it.
Interviews.
I mean, how can I get
no,
there?
No, I mean...
Relocating. Screw Switzerland.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron, big ping pong fan over there.
No, you should...
I mean, I
think
call it table tennis, but hey.
I think everyone should go
I think ping pong
and
is racist.
Be... Like, if you go to a European country, you can at least suss out, like, the subway directions. You can't do that in China. And everybody is pretty much friendly. A lot of people will invite you into their home.
And they love Americans there. We all know that.
Yeah, I mean, I got a lot of crap because I lived there during the Bush Jr. years. So I got a lot of crap for why did I vote for little Bush.
And did you?
Quote, unquote. I did not vote for, quote, unquote, little Bush.
I usually vote for little Bush myself. Or no Bush at all.
Hey, yeah.
Keep it tight.
Where's the rim shot, Jared?
Yeah.
Where's the rim shot?
That's later tonight, honey.
Thank you.
Oh, Jared, the drum roll. I got no more, Jared. That's it. I got no more.
Leading up to it. Woo.
Yes. So,
we got a laugh track on
let's
this
put
show.
All these Asians behind us. What other countries do you want to visit?
I have France and Algeria on the docket for 2014.
France is obvious. It's because they love to eat snails. But what about Algeria?
Yeah.
Algeria. I have a really good friend who is of Algerian origin, and she's invited another friend and I to go visit her hometown in her home country.
That would be
year.
Kate Beckinsdale.
So,
no.
What are the notable cultural characteristics of Algeria?
I can't tell you.
Where is Algeria?
Algeria is in Africa.
All right.
Northeastern-ish part. She lives in the mountain. Mm-hmm. Her family is in the mountainish area. We recently had an argument about whether or not her hometown had a train station. It turns out I told her that they probably do because it is somewhat of a major area. And she's like, no, there's no train station. She called her dad about 2 days later and found out that there is a train station there.
Well, thank
so
God.
I did know more about her hometown than she did.
Wow.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah. Notable characteristics, I guess they're Muslim, so that's pretty cool.
Okay.
But the women do not, in her area, they do not wear hijab. They wear more of like a turban kind of hair covering.
Sure.
Thing.
What about Jordans? Do they wear Air Jordans?
Air Jordans? I'm sure. I mean, those are popular worldwide.
Damn right.
You cannot escape an Air Jordan.
No.
I'm still a fan of the Reebok pump myself.
It's
hard to find.
I miss the little ones that you could pump with the little ball of air.
Mm-hmm.
I miss that support.
Only in Turkey for me.
Well, there we have it. We'll take this out in post, Jared. Don't worry. Wow. So who's the Secretary of State?
Right now?
Right now.
I have no fucking clue.
Give me a guess.
Hillary Clinton.
Nope. That is incorrect.
Condoleezza Rice.
Wrong.
Incorrect.
Anyone?
Oh, John is it John Kerry?
John Kerry.
John Kerry.
Yeah, John Kerry.
Absolutely.
Former senator from Massachusetts.
Former senator.
And wannabe president.
He did. He was a
wannabe
president.
That's why I try to forget about him.
Say that about a lot of people.
Capital of Oklahoma.
Really?
Oh, no, what's the capital of Oklahoma?
Carson City.
Tulsa.
Wrong.
Oklahoma City?
Correct. Correct.
Is it? Are you sure?
I am 100% positive.
Is this your list of Shane fun facts?
Shane fun facts. I'm trying to think of great things that happened in 2013.
Foot stuck to the
Not floor. A lot. There was some. There was a Bruno Mars thing, and that's about it.
Bruno Mars made it big in 2013.
I don't know
something.
Who you're
something
about.
Miley Cyrus and
what's the name of Miley Cyrus's hit record from
Boston
2013?
Marathon? That's about it.
Fuck me if I know.
Wow,
Jared,
what's that?
Miley Cyrus's hit album,
Bangers.
Bangers, correct.
He said
I just
bang.
Wanted to say it.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, there we go. I got no more, Jared.
You're
well, let's get someone else on the mic. Who else we got?
Oh, I'm right. Tired.
Carrie?
Okay, Katie, you've said plenty tonight. We've learned that Asians have small penises. That a tight, delicate work situation.
Yes.
And ping bang, I guess.
And they make great chili oil.
Great
chili oil. Great chili
great
oil.
Chili oil.
Yep. If there's one takeaway,
and
it's great chili oil.
And if you work your, if you play your cards right, first date kiss, easy.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Easy.
Gosh.
Easy.
All right.
That's the least of your problems.
That's the least of your... And Bush Jr., not so great in China.
No.
No.
Not so great.
Little Bush.
I think he's so great anyway.
Little Bush.
Little Bush.
Little Bush.
Little Bush.
Little Bush, Jared. Like a tiny little triangle.
I want a little Bush.
Tiny.
Landing strip.
Tiny.
Landing strip is all I want.
Wow.
When is he running for president?
Landing strip?
Landing strip Bush.
I don't know. 2016.
All right. For some reason, I wish you had the sound effect from Star Trek's bridge playing right now.
What?
That's it. I don't know. Just like, wee, wee, wee.
Oh, God. Who else can we talk to?
I don't know
who's
anybody
else. Who
else
is in the room? Who else wants to get on mic? I got a live mic over here.
He doesn't want to be involved.
There's
in this.
A mic right
he
there.
I think not, he does.
Look at him.
I think Carrie I think really does. Wants
get my
to
wife
talk.
Over here.
Carrie,
get over here. For
get
some.
Over here. New Year's Eve, we're going to talk to you. It's New Year's Day.
She's talking about Beaver
Bay. Beaver Bay.
I mean, Little Bush to Beaver.
Sounds like my kind of show.
I've been there. I've been to that Beaver Bay.
Wow.
I've thrown a few logs on the old river, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh my
God. That's way more disgusting than I planned it to be.
What's happening?
You gotta put your headphones on, Carrie. What are you?
I don't want these on.
You come some kind of animal?
Yeah. What are you? A wildebeest?
Only animals don't.
Okay,
Jared,
talk straight into this.
Carrie, what's up with your Facebook today?
What are you talking about bananas?
What about bananas?
My mom commented on that.
Yeah, what'd she say?
Thanks for indulging me.
Thank you.
I don't know. I really can't figure it out.
Wow. Carrie, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being completely sober, 1 being sober, what 10 being wasted beyond recognition, where are you?
Like 7.
7. Oh. You going to be okay in the morning?
I can't wait for 10.
You're done drinking tonight?
No.
Whoa.
I just want to tell you that Jeff Pearson, your husband,
mm-hmm.
he's very impressed with my family relations.
How
in
so?
What way?
Yeah, what does that mean?
Rock and roll Buxom Hoff is my cousin.
Get
and
on the
he's
mic,
very
Jeff.
Impressed.
Jeff, get on the mic. Where's the mic? Right there, right in front of you.
Talk into that mic.
That
Jeff.
Was live.
I can't hear you.
That's okay. You can hear us in the room.
Wait, I can't hear you.
Yeah.
He's impressed with my cousin.
I'm impressed that Jeff cuts his hair with his own Fisker's scissors.
I do. Well, yeah, sometimes
man.
It turns out.
I'm impressed that I can just task mics to be live in the room.
I actually, when Jeff said he gets his hair cut, I thought he got it cut by Toro. I mean, that's how terrible it looks. But
wow. It doesn't look so good right now.
Nice.
I think he cuts his hair with a baseball bat. What's going on over there?
That's the other thing we learned tonight is Jeff cuts his own hair.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
It's amazing.
Talent.
How do you get the back?
With a mirror and incredible abs.
How many? Wow.
What?
He's got, a strong,
doesn't
he's
Aaron
got a strong
help
core.
You don't help him?
Aaron
I do have a strong colon.
I told him I would try. I even got him real hair-cutting scissors, and I said, I'll try it.
Those
help
don't
you.
Work.
You wouldn't let me.
They're not
Jeff.
Sharp enough. They're
you
not
two
sharp
have the
enough.
Most dysfunctional relationship. I think you guys got to work on this for 2014.
How?
No.
I think we're just fine.
They're good.
I don't understand. How
scary.
The mirrors. How does it work?
You get the mirror in the.
Do you have like? Oh wait. Do you have like one of those hotel mirrors that's on the scissor arm? That
you just nope. No, you get like the free floating mirror, hand mirror.
So you got a mirror in one hand,
yeah.
And scissors in the other,
and then the mirror in the back on the wall.
This is what we're going to do, Jared.
And you're just like, I got this.
Yeah,
I got this.
I cut it.
I got this. No problem.
When do you plan on cutting your hair next, Jeff?
I don't. Sometime in the next few weeks.
Okay. We're coming over with cameras. We're going to set up a system.
Document this,
and we're going to put this on the internet because this has got to be some sort of feat of strength.
Is this one of those things?
I do it in the nude,
Jeff. Is this one of those things where you could be to be great at anything? You need to put in 10,000 hours.
What's that?
Is this one of those things where if you have to be great at anything, you have to put in 10,000 hours? Have you put in the time? Are you qualified expert?
What? Let's defer to Aaron on that.
All right.
I would say like every ninth time you have an issue.
Do you think he should get his hair professionally, Aaron? Let's talk about that.
Aaron, yeah. I don't have divots anymore.
So on the ninth time where he screws up, do you have to come in and back clean up?
No.
You don't have to.
He doesn't let me.
It just hangs out there until it.
He's just like, well, this is how it's going to be for the next 4 weeks.
When he's got a haircut like Sloth from Goonies, you know that he's screwed up.
Well, but explain why you cut your hair.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
I don't remember.
What was that?
I have no idea.
was that
the
your
guillotine
sound effect?
Came down.
I don't know.
You got
okay, Carrie's out here. Get out of here.
That's what my Fiskers sound like.
She has to go to the bathroom. Thank you for saying you have to go to the bathroom into the mic. She leaned in.
You could let Autumn be part of this.
Autumn wants nothing to do with it, I can tell. Jeff.
What was the question?
So why do you cut your own hair? Where does this come from?
Is it frugality?
Oh, back from high school.
Okay.
I got tired of waiting in line to get my hair cut.
Like at the high school barber or what?
No, at the barber I used in high school.
Who's your barber? Great Clips?
No, some local.
Fantastic Sam's.
Whatever it was in Cottage Grove.
Oh, my God.
Some guy in the corner who also sells lemonade?
Yeah.
Really?
No, some barber shop on,
some
random local.
Did they have
barber
a barber
shop.
Pole?
They did.
Did you ever let him apply leeches to you as well?
What?
Yeah, I mean, it's very old school.
Like old timey barbers used to be also doctors.
You're not that
apply
old.
Leeches,
John Mapeson.
A little bloodletting.
Yeah.
He's 37, not 57.
There was a little general bloodletting. Yes, that's correct.
So you go in.
Oh, wow. You put the general part in there, not us.
Did you grow up in a big town, a small town?
No, Cottage Grove.
Medium-ish. So, you know, 30,000 people in there.
Ish, yes.
So you go to the local Cottage Grove barber. This poor guy's there. He's got to wait 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Probably 20 minutes for a haircut.
It's forever when you're, 16, 17.
So you said, I am done with this.
Done.
I'm taking matters into my own hands.
I need to get home and masturbate. Yeah. And
then after that,
I can't wait another 12 minutes.
I was masturbating while I was waiting in line. Yeah.
Well, that seems fair.
You know what you should do, Aaron? The next time he cuts his hair, you should replace the scissors with like some of those fun kid scissors.
Oh, yeah.
They have like the wavy lines.
Yeah, a little crinkle
like,
cut.
He cuts it, he eventually starts to look like Vanilla Ice on acid.
It'll be crimped.
That'd be awesome.
It'd be awesome.
A little style. Bring it back.
No, but then it looked, I had to wait till it grew out, till it looked better, so I thought I could do it better myself. Yeah. And then,
what did your parents think of this
later,
at this point?
Oh, they didn't care.
Did you ever consider going to school for like cosmetology or something?
No, I didn't want to do nails or Brazilians or anything.
Well, I don't know.
I think you wanted to do Brazilians.
There's money in Brazilians. Come on.
Indeed.
I don't think you want to do Brazilians. It might ruin a lot of things for you forever.
Yeah. I want
to well, my New Year's resolution is to get Jeff into a real barber. That's it.
If
I'm going to take you to my stylist, and we're going to set you up right.
What
do you think
right.
about that?
We'll go together.
I might take you up on that.
All right.
Where do you
she
go?
She could always use business. Uptown, baby.
She could always use
Uptown.
Business, yet you will have trouble getting in.
He can go right from work. He can go right from work.
Hmm.
Too trendy for you.
I got him to get a real haircut for the wedding, and then after that he went back.
Do you have pictures of this?
I went back a couple times. What is like $45 or whatever?
Wow. For my hair, haircuts are expensive.
That is a real
it's
haircut.
Falling out.
That's
yeah.
a real haircut.
Wow.
We got to make it look good while it's there.
Look, I don't even
last time I got a haircut was like 1994 before that. But
oh my God, this is, I can't even talk anymore.
Are you going to cut your daughter's hair or are you going to
No.
You just like to make yourself look like
apparently
a fool, but nobody else.
Apparently I struck a nerve.
Yes.
Don't touch her mullet.
No. She's got a sweet mullet.
She's got a pretty sweet mullet.
Well, this haircut thing has got me flustered.
It does.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Can we go back,
awesome
to Buck Zumhoff? What's that?
What's awesome is that the same orange Fiskars are what we use to wrap presents.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't even have dedicated scissors.
No.
I hope
no.
They are in the drawer in the kitchen right now.
I don't know about that.
You out of here? More people are leaving, Jared.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for ignoring our show. Uh-huh, sure. It's you can get on the show if you want.
He's out of here.
All right. See ya. Bye.
They've got some nookie to partake in.
Mm-hmm.
So in all these years, you haven't bothered to spring for a nice pair of actual barbers.
You could ask for just your own Fiskars scissors for Christmas.
No, actually, I got one of those razors with the things and the numbers.
Wall.
Yeah.
He's learning.
I'm getting used to it.
This is a recipe for disaster, Jared. I can't even.
He got one of those razors with the things on the wall. I don't even know what he's talking about.
No,
what?
W-H-A-L.
Yeah, yeah.
A wall.
It's a wall, Jared.
It's got the numbers.
Oh.
And then attachments.
It's like a clippers.
Do you know nothing about the world of barber shopping?
No, I don't. Hmm. Am I supposed to?
Yes.
All I know is they have dedicated tools that probably aren't used to wrap presents.
I am that dedicated tool.
I've never received a present from them, and I'm happy that I haven't, because God knows what is in there.
It probably would just reek of that that liquid they keep the combs in.
Jeff, have you ever... I'm looking at Jared. Have you ever drawn Jared's name in the gift exchange in your family?
Yes, I have.
So, Jared,
you've
more than likely have tons of Jeff hair.
Oh, gosh, probably.
No doubt. Scattered throughout your house.
I haven't examined all of the wrappings from past years, but probably.
Check the tape.
Jeff's like, check out my new hairy wrapping paper.
The thing is, I had Jeff a couple years ago, and he did not even, when I asked him what he wanted, he did not say barber scissors. He said I wanted a coffee grinder and coffee beans because he was going to do his own roasting.
Yeah.
Everything is do-it-himself with this guy.
He is. Yeah. He's DIY.
He got a coffee roasting book this year.
DIY. He
couldn't figure it out last time, Jared. Gave him the present.
Maybe Jeff should have his own DIY coffee roasting YouTube channel.
The house we lived in, I built it.
I don't believe it.
You did not.
Wow. Well, everybody, thanks for watching The Scope. Listening to The Scope.
Yeah, this one's not going on YouTube.
We're not putting this on YouTube.
There's no video.
Just pick pictures of us going like this.
wacky.
All right. I'm tired, Jared.
I think we're petering out.
We had some good moments. We laughed. We cried.
We were like 36 minutes. This is a good special.
No. So
crazy. It's random.
What did we learn?
What did we learn? We learned that
number one. Jeff hates Asians.
Jeff,
number one.
No.
We did not learn that.
No.
No, I'm mistaken.
That was not a thing.
Aaron hates Asians.
Yeah. That one we established early on.
We knew that before.
We exploited that for all it's worth.
Is there a ping pong racist ping pong comment that sort of bothered me?
We learned that Asian boyfriends will give you a kiss really easily.
Yeah.
We learned that.
And they'll lube you up with the chili oils.
We learned that I can't be trusted with a friend's iPhone unlocked.
We've learned that Jared likes limited to no body hair on his ladies. He said it.
Did I say that?
You did say it.
Did I?
Does it work?
I don't know that I'm alone in that.
You just like him smooth, like a freaking, like that chick from Star Trek the movie.
I like him smooth, like an Olympic slalom course,
like an Olympic swimmer. You just go right through. They're just aerodynamic.
Right.
Right.
Sure. You know, I'm looking for speed.
And
the
last thing we've learned, I'm still an excellent podcaster. That
always
has not changed.
Always and forever, Shane.
Always and forever.
Hey, Shane, 2014. Happy New Year.
Back to you, Jared.
What? I don't even know what that
was. And right.
I was trying to wrap it up, and you just like, I'm just going to throw a speed bump at you.
I'm not really good at podcasting, I guess.
Oh, 2014, Shane.
I'm the inappropriate podcaster.
We are near the end of our sixth complete year, I think, of podcasting.
And we said we were only going to do it for five.
I know.
And look at us.
We're like old fogies. We're like the old timers.
Yeah, they're going to boot us off the internet.
I know. It's been a couple years since we did one of these New Year's specials. Yeah. So
that was good, Jared.
It's clear that we're out of practice.
Well, we're just out of...
material?
We're too much into sobriety. That's the problem. When we do it before... Aaron, we're usually pretty toasted, and everybody
I've
else is toasted. And
I people participated.
And people aren't leaving at 1:30 in past years, Jared.
Well, we're old now.
I'm not even really that tired. That's the weird thing. But anyway,
well, I'm tired.
This is off the air stuff, Jared.
Oh, so
happy New Year to you,
happy
Jared.
New Year,
happy
Shane.
New Year, Aaron. Happy New Year. Everybody else. A lot more Scope coming at you.
Yeah. We got new episodes coming.
2014, baby.
Yeah.
2014.
Stick around.
So I salute you, Jared.
Come back after the break.
I salute you. Got under the scope, and that's it.
We got nothing.
All right,
the end
guys.
Of the show. End of the show.
End of the show.
2014, it's going to be a bold, brave new year,
yes.
Full of all kinds of technological advances, and probably a heartbreak or two.
And sexting. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Shane Crestone.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, we find ourselves once again at the end. I hope you've enjoyed our time together. I know I have. Fear not, Scope faithful. Days shall pass as if they were but a moment. And Jared, Adam, and Shane will return with another thrilling episode. Until then, send your comments to comments@thescopeshow.com or leave a voicemail message by dialing
612-21-SCOPE. That's 612-217-2673.
Thanks for listening, faithful fans. This is Tony Partington saying...
Ah, your Scope Show.
Tune in next time to another terrific edition of The Scope.